Let's check sports. First, volleyball last night around the area. It was Glenwood defeating Atlantic in Hawkeye 10 conference play in three straight games. 25-13, 25-11, 25-14 were those game scores. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Denison down Shenandoah three in a row. Creston took three of five from Clarinda. It was Kemper Catholic 3-1 over Red Oak, and St. Albert defeated Abraham Lincoln 3-0. In the corner conference, it was Sydney over Fremont Mills 3 in a row. Essex beat Bedford 2-1. Essex over Riverside 2-0. Tarkio, Missouri beat South Page in two straight. East Mills swept 3 from Southwest Valley. Also from the Western Iowa Conference, Riverside falling to Bedford 2-0. Also around the region, it was Lennox over Martinsdale St. Mary's 3-1. And Murray beat Orient Maxburg 3-0 in girls volleyball last night. Also in high school volleyball, the regular rankings each week from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union out yesterday afternoon showed Janesville remaining number one in Class 1A with Tripola and New London the top three. Sydney is number 10 this week and Bedford is at number 15. In Class 2A, Unity Christian, Western Christian, and Sumner Fredericksburg are the top three in the poll. Tri-Center is at number 7 this week. They're stay put. And Trainer is at number 15 in this week's poll. In Class 3A, it's Nevada, Union, and West Liberty, the top three. Kemper Catholic is up a spot to number 4 in this week's Class 3A poll. In Class 4A, West Delaware remains number 1 with Marion second. Harlan is at number 3 this week. They jump 5 spots. Lewis Central is up a notch to number 9. Carroll drops 6 places. They're at number 12 this week. And in Class 5A, Iowa City High, Dowling Catholic, and Johnston are the top 3 rated teams in the big school class. Also last night in high school cross country, the Wildcat Cross Country Invitational held at Menlo last night. In the girls' side, it was Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley winning the individual title as she ran 20 minutes, 9.7 seconds for the title. Caitlin Holiday of Adair Casey Cam was the runner-up. Emily Kopic of Exira EHK placing third. Exira EHK had 4 girls in the top 9 as Rose Anderson ran 6th, Shelby Wilson 8th, and Deanne Earlmeyer 9th for the Spartans last night. And that helped them to the team title as Exira EHK with 38 points won the crown. West Central Valley 2nd with 54. I-35, Adair Casey Cam, and Green County round out the 5 teams. On the boys' side, it was Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley, the champion. Rylan Heffernan of West Central Valley was the runner-up. Also in the top 10, Evan Wilson of Exira EHK was 4th. Skylar Rawlings of Nottoway Valley was 5th. Mitchell Nelson of Audubon ran 6th. Nathan Vantiger of Nottoway Valley was 8th. Cale Bilheimer of Adair Casey Cam placed 9th. It was Nottoway Valley winning the team title with 33 points. West Central Valley with 92 points was runner-up. I-35, Woodward Academy, Adair Casey Cam were the top 5, followed by Audubon, Martinsdale St. Mary's, Clarinda Academy, and Green County in that meet last night. Well, the high school football season continues tonight, and the Atlantic Trojans travel to Denison looking for their first win of the season after an opening week loss to Clarinda 34-14. Atlantic head coach Eric Waldstein took away some positives from the first game of the year, and he thinks that progress is being made.
We're much improved compared to where we were a year ago. And, you know, we're, for the most part, probably 90% of the time, we're doing everything right. It's just a matter of, you know, tweaking the little things, you know, making sure, you know, yeah, we know who we're blocking. Are we taking the right footwork? You know, are we getting hands on, you know, the way we're supposed to? You know, we know what route we're running. Is it a crisp route? You know, just those kind of things, you know, that we just, it's, right now, this week's been focused on the little things.
Atlantic faces a Denison team that fell in week 1, 44-7 to Harlan. Monarch quarterback Brandon Brotherton was sacked 4 times in that game, and Coach Waldstein said the Trojans will try to keep the pressure on him.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do as a defense. I mean, we're, you know, this last week we didn't pressure because, you know, just the nature of the offense we were facing. But, you know, when we start playing against, a normal offense, you know, we like to bring pressure and play man coverage. And, you know, everybody that, you know, we played against last year, they know that what to expect from us, and that's what you're going to get is man coverage and lots of pressure. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to take advantage of, you know, some of their lack of experience on offense and, you know, and make some big plays on D.
Denison head coach Chad Van Clay thought his defense played well at times last week in short field situations and says he wants them to stay disciplined this week against the Trojans.
They have some people that played last year. They're a little bit young last year, and they have some guys that bring experience back, so... And they have some athletes with the Holmes and the Nelson and the Roller and the Gifford kid that when the ball's in their hands, if you put them in space, you know, they'll make some things happen like you saw You know, the Holmes picked up a 6-yard touchdown return last week. You know, those things that when the ball's in their hands, they can do some exciting things. And so our job is we got to try to contain that. You know, we got to try to minimize their open field and really rally to the football and be disciplined in our defensive approach to them.
Now you can hear more from both coaches during our extended pregame coverage tonight starting at 6:30. Of course, kickoff is at 7:30, and then you can hear an extended interview with Coach Waldstein of Atlantic on Trojan Preview at 4:45 this afternoon. Again, pregame at 6:30, kickoff 7:30 tonight here on KJAN. Exira EHK and Cam were both big winners in week one in eight-man football. The Cougars on the road pounded out a win against rival Adair Casey 66-8, while the Spartans stayed home and picked up a 35-6 win over Nishnabotna. Both teams would like to build on that week one success. It'll be tough for both, though. Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson spoke with KJAN after their win against Nishnabotna, and he expects Cam to be a tough opponent.
We're going to have to get better in a hurry. You know, next week we go down to Cam. Joe, he's got a good ball team this year. He's got some bigger guys up front with more experience, so we're going to have our hands full. We'll have to watch some film and see what we can do.
The Spartans will rely on senior Brady Hansen at the quarterback spot. He'll look to build off a strong performance against the Blue Devils. Hansen threw for 101 yards and two scores and also rushed for 101 yards and another score. Coach Peterson says he knows he has the experience to lead.
You know, he's been there. Brady did it a year ago. He played, came in for Drew Peppers, did a great job. He, you know, he's ready for it. He throws a great ball. He's got a really good idea and concept of what our offense is trying to do. And, you know, so we'll be fine with what Brady does. Absolutely. He's a great quarterback.
Spartans will have to deal with Cam's senior quarterback, Drew Tickner. Tickner threw for 77 yards and three touchdowns, also rushing 48 yards and a score in that week one win over the Bombers. Exira EHK and Cam will kick off at 7 tonight in Anita. Now, some other ball games around the area tonight in week two of the football season. Harlan plays at Carroll in a good early season showdown. Another good early season matchup. Clarinda on the road at Creston tonight. Kemper Catholic visits Greene County this evening. Red Oak will play at Riverside. Nottoway Valley will host West Central Valley. Tri-Center is at Avoca to play AHSTW. IKM Manning will host Audubon tonight in another nice early season showdown. St. Albert is at Trainer tonight. Underwood at Logan Magnolia. Griswold will be at home against Clarinda Academy. Southwest Valley will host Bedford tonight. Also in eight-man football this evening, Fremont Mills travels to Boyer Valley. Sydney is at Woodbine tonight. East Mills plays at West Harrison. Adair Casey is at Nishnabotna. Coon Rapids Bayard will host MMC. Guthrie Center is home to Melcher Dallas tonight. Stanton is at Lamoni. Some of the matchups around the area tonight in week two of the high school football season. A running back, Devontae Booker, had 124 combined yards and a touchdown in Utah, spoiled Jim Harbaugh's Michigan coaching debut as they beat the Wolverines 24-17 last night. Quarterback Jake Rudock beat out Shane Morris for the start, and the Iowa transfer had a reputation for limiting turnovers. Not so much last night, though. Rudock promptly threw three picks against Utah. He finished 27 for 43 for 279 yards, two touchdowns, and, of course, those three interceptions. Michigan was held to 355 total yards, only 76 of those on the ground. Heisman Trophy hopeful Trayvon Boykin threw for 246 yards and a touchdown and ran for 92 yards and another score, helping number two TCU outlast Minnesota 23-17 in a tough road opening victory to a season filled with high expectations. Boykin started his Heisman push by completing 26 of 42 passes, but he also threw an interception, and the Horned Frogs had a difficult time getting their frenetic offense rolling against Minnesota's determined defense. Their 23 points were their fewest scored since November 9th of 2013. Also in top 25 action, freshman Marcus Marshall ran for 184 yards and two long touchdowns in his college debut. Patrick Scove scored three TDs in his first game at Georgia Tech, and the number 16 Yellow Jackets romped to a 69-6 win over Alcorn State. And number 23 Arizona beat Texas San Antonio 42-32. It was, however, a costly victory. Arizona All-American linebacker Scooby Wright injured his left knee in the first quarter and did not return. Well, C.J. Beathard has been waiting for his chance to be Iowa's starting quarterback for years. He gets his wish this season. Beathard will make just his second career start and his first at Kinnick Stadium when the Hawkeyes host Illinois State tomorrow. Beathard, a redshirt junior who spent the last 2 years backing up now Michigan QB Jake Rudock, was anointed the starter in January. Iowa's hoping that Beathard's strong arm, quick feet, and increased knowledge of the playbook can help lift the offense. We'll have that game tomorrow for you here on the radio. 9 o'clock pregame, 11:05 is kickoff. Hardly anyone outside of the state will pay much attention to the Northern Iowa-Iowa State game, yet it's an opener with big ramifications here in Iowa. Cyclones coach Paul Rhodes enters his seventh season in Ames under great scrutiny after back-to-back 3-9 and 2-10 seasons, including two straight defeats to FCS opponents on opening day. A third such loss on a night when the Cyclones will host their largest crowd in school history could doom Rhodes' tenure at Iowa State. Northern Iowa opens 2015 ranked 10th in the FCS, and they're eager to make a long playoff push. And Chase Daniel threw a touchdown pass, and the Kansas City Chiefs beat the St. Louis Rams 24-17 as they finished the preseason undefeated with a win last night. Also in baseball, the Royals beat the Tigers 15-7. The White Sox also beat Minnesota 6-4 in the American League. National League, it was Washington over Atlanta 15-1. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 5-3. Colorado down San Francisco 11-3. And the Padres beat the Dodgers 10-7. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.